The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, celebrating 10 years on the air. Wow. Hey, it's your talk radio, your town hall of the air here, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Sue at the helm, and she's just full of good news this morning.
I am. Today, you know, I do have some good news. Today is National Homemade Cookie Day.
Homemade Cookie Day.
October 1st, National Black Dog Day, National Hair Day, and National Fruit at Work Day.
Well, Blake and I are in here. We've got the hair. And do you have a black dog?
I don't.
Oh,
she's
well,
old.
National Black Dog Day.
Yes.
Is it just that simple? It's just for black dogs?
That's it.
You mean there's actually a National Black Dog Day?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
It's today.
It's yes. Today.
It is today.
Okay.
And yes, and it's National Fruit at Work Day.
Fruit at Work Day. Okay.
Okay.
You know what? This is my fault because I said, Sue, I bet there's, you know, because something went by, a couple of things went by, and I said, you know, it was National Pancake Day. I'm sure IHOP had something going on and all that. So I said, find out what national days it is. But I had no idea. National Black Dog Day. National Hair Day.
National okay. Hair Day. How great. Cool is that?
Hey, I'm glad I combed it this morning.
And today, it's going to be sunny. A high of 73 and a low of 49. Tomorrow, sunny and 77, a low of 51. For Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny throughout the rest of the week. A high of 75 for Thursday, 77 for Friday. Lows dropping once again down in the 50s. Saturday and Sunday, it's going to warm up right around 85 for Saturday. And then for Sunday, if you're heading off to church, it's going to be nice and sunny and high of 87. It is currently mostly clear in downtown Redding, Red Bluff, 54, 52 in Anderson. It is 47 in the city of Shasta Lake and 50 degrees in downtown Redding. Taking a quick look at your road conditions this morning. So far, so good. No incidents at this time. However, heavy construction. If you are traveling between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta, expect delays. Also, between Redding and Anderson, they're widening Interstate 5. Delays in that vicinity also. And we do have an incident just now at I-5 North at the Oasis Road off-ramp that just came in. If you're traveling on 44, expect delays due to lane closures. This is near Dersh Road. Also this morning, if you are on 36, one-way traffic control, this is near Mineral. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business from Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793 is how to get a hold of them. And it's getting cold, so you probably need to get your propane tanks filled up again. And all you car fire victims, if you're out there living on your property while your houses are being rebuilt, Shasta Gas Propane will put a 120-gallon tank of propane on your property so you can use it for free. And fill it with a very generous amount off on the cost of the propane gas, because this is a way they help give back to the community. Wow, so many things going on. This week we're running out of time, and it's only Tuesday. But I have with me Blake Fisher, who is part of Viva Downtown, this very vibrant group downtown that keeps trying to, you know, that has been single-handedly, along with us, responsible for the building, rebuilding of downtown. So I just thought I'd throw that on you. But he's not here today for Viva Downtown. He's here today about the YMCA. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, I just want to say congratulations to KCNR for 10 years. Thank you so much for having me on this special week. And to promote what we are doing with the YMCA this Friday, a special day, 10-4 at Black Bear Diner. We're partnering up with Cal Fire,
uh-huh,
Redding Police Department, Anderson Police Department, and the Sheriff's Department to go serve breakfast at Black Bear Diner from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. to raise funds for the youth development programs at the YMCA.
Now, how are you mean serving? You mean like being the servers?
Yes. The badges are going to be the servers at the Black Bear Diner.
I can just see I just have all these thoughts going through my head here about are they going to come in and be very pleasant when they come in? And then and if they screw up your order, can you say, you know, you can say things to them without worrying about getting arrested or sprayed with foam?
I would say they'll hand it over to the service to take care of that.
Oh, okay. you know what? This sounds like a great thing. And, it's, of course, Black Bear Diner is another organization. You know, people need, you know, I think people recognize the fact that Black Bear Diner has now gone national. I mean, they've gone as far east as, I think as far east as Missouri. And I think they're still moving east. Their goal is to put a 200 Black Bear Diners out there. I think they've got 178 or 180. We had dinner the other night with Bruce and Michelle. And it's remarkable how they've grown and how they started from that one diner up in,
over in Mount Shasta,
in
right?
Mount Shasta. And then their second diner down here in Redding. I think their third, around their third, I think, was in Chico, and it failed.
Really?
Believe it or not, it failed. Yeah, I don't know if anybody realized they actually had one Black Bear Diner, and it was because of parking. They put it in a place downtown. There was just no parking.
Well, I was thinking it was the Madison Bear Garden that was competing with them.
I don't know, but they do so much for our community, and this is another example how. Now, where's the money going to for this?
So the YMCA has a lot of youth development programs, and just a couple that I think are very special is one of our programs called First Grade Learn to Swim. We work with 9 schools, and in this year alone, we serve 500 first graders to come to the YMCA and get free swim lessons in our indoor pool, which is also heated to 90 degrees, so they get a nice, comfortable swim and also some great teachers to make them feel comfortable in the water and teach them the importance of water safety. Considering we live in Redding, where we're in the middle of Whiskey Town, Shasta Lake.
Sacramento River. People are always floating down that.
Exactly. Waterworks Park, every single pool pretty much in Redding has, you know, it's open to the public.
Right.
So that's one of them. And then what I do is a camp director over in Shingletown at Camp McCumber. YMCA has 3 weeks over at camp, and 2 weeks are offered to the general youth public. And then 1 week in the middle, we have a whole week dedicated to the foster youth of our area. This program's grown from 40 kids in the last first year. It was 40 kids, and this is our fourth year, and we have about 80 kids that we got to cater to.
Okay.
So
is this at the camp itself?
This is at Camp McCumber, yeah.
And all right.
We partner with the Lions Club for that. So pretty much on this Friday, when we do this fundraiser with the badges, 20% of all the sales bought will go to support those youth programs, and then 100% of all the officer tips are going to be donated to that program, and then Black Bear Diner is generously matching that with $500.
Wow. Okay. So all this is going to go to a good cause. It's, like you said, for water safety and then supporting Camp McCumber, you know, for foster kids. See, a lot of times this may be their only time out of wherever they're at to kind of get them together with other foster kids to kind of compare notes.
And you know what? Some of these foster kids, they actually get to pair up with some of their siblings that they haven't seen in a long time, too.
You know, I guess, you know what, people don't think about this, but if you've had, I had a kid I coached on a junior football team, and his two brothers were in different places. He was in a foster home, and his two brothers were someplace else. They were in Nashville, but they didn't see each other that much, which is a shame because it seems like the parents could have gotten together, but I understand this is a chance to see their siblings and be with them for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, it's another example of you know, this is the good part of unintended consequences, where you're having a camp like this for kids, and then being able to have their brothers and sisters be with them.
They get to go up there. You know what? So I got to be the director of that really last year, and that was just at the cusp of the car fire breaking out.
Wow.
We were up in Shingletown. It was our very last night when we were getting all the updates about Redding being just now touched by the car fire.
Redding's on fire.
And it was kind of a surreal experience because we knew that for all these kids that are already displaced and their families, we had to send them back home to Redding. And it was a surreal experience because you could see some fear. You could see some of them realizing that already being, you know, not in their
uprooted,
own homes.
Yeah,
uprooted. They're going to be uprooted again to different areas.
So, were some of the kids lose their homes on that one?
You know
what?
For foster kids, I wasn't able to.
Or did they dodge the bullet, maybe?
Some of them dodged the bullet, but we had our second session at Camp McCumber offered to the general public, and I had about 10 to 15 kids that lost their homes. And the other director and I were wondering if we should even have the camp during this kind of scary time. But you know what I heard was that these kids were so thankful to be up there. While their families were figuring it down here in Reading, they were able to be over there with their clothes packed. They had food. They had a place to stay. And they got to have that kind of last bit of youth, hanging out with all their friends and just not even having to think about what's happening back home. So, you know, these youth programs are super important to the YMCA because during, you know, kind of crises like that, we have a place for them. We have a place to offer for, you know, all these kids to still remember.
Okay, so this Friday at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop is your chance to go to breakfast from when?
7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And since we are partnering with the Badges, just remember that date is 10-4.
10-4, which is cute. Okay, so you're going to have not only the police, but the fire. Is it just police?
Yeah, we're having Reading Police Department, Anderson Police Department, Sheriff's Department, and Cal Fire is going to be a part of it.
And Cal Fire. Okay, I wonder if the sheriff's going to be down there. I imagine he will. The sheriff and the chief will be down there.
Sheriff Basenko, he's not going to be serving this year. However, we just had breakfast last Friday, and he did a little quick promo video of it. He's been a part of it for the last 4 years, and this is our fifth year of doing it.
Great. Okay, so everybody, you got to have breakfast anyway, so head on down, and you can't blame us. Well, I can't. You know, I can't make it there at 7, but you can make it at 9 or 10. Yeah, I won't use that as an excuse. So after 9 o'clock, we'll run on down to Black Bear Diner and get waited on by one of our law enforcement or Cal Fire guys. So it's a great deal. It's for a great cause for the YMCA. And Blake said, a lot of the money's going to go back into the YMCA. Cool. All right. So now you know. And he's going to leave me this so I can remind everybody on those days to come on back down. We've got to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Have you ever thought how much a quality sleep is worth? When you're out working, when you're having, you know, for our first responders, and they've had a 12-hour shift, 13-hour shift, there's probably nothing they want more than after they've done all the paperwork is to fall into the rack. And the perfect bed is the Sleep Number bed. It's the partners of the NFL, and they have over 1,800 NFL players now sleeping on Sleep Number. And this is a, you know, it kind of gives an indication of you know, a quality night's sleep makes you able to take on the next day just a little bit easier. And now with the Sleep Number 360 smart beds, it senses your movement. It automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. And now, during the fall sale, Queen Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is only $1,399, which is a great price. Linda and I have had our Sleep Number bed for over 5 years. My Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We don't have to compromise on our sleeping arrangements there. So come on in. Go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Head on down. Jump on a bed. They'll show you how it fits you and how it can reduce the pressure on the different parts of your body. But you can only do it by going down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning here, and it's like about 51 degrees going up to what we say today.
Right around 73.
73. A beautiful day. We'll be right back.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
In a drawer or jewelry box that's...
KCNR heard at 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. And now, here's Carl Bott.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio is blasting for the last 10 years. And we're kind of, talking about it this week. I think our official birthday is December 14th, but hey, we want to share. Hey, on this Friday at from between 11:30 and 1 is the Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon put on by the Seroptimus International of Reddings. It's the 22nd annual. The speaker this year is Kara Skeffelstad, founder of Fighting Pretty. Feel strong and beautiful is kind of the catch line for that. She fought breast cancer, and she's in here to talk about it. They're going to have proceeds go toward funding breast cancer detection and services for local women and men. Luncheon includes a Dutch raffle and a Person of Distinction Award. For more information, call 227-0251 or go to seroptimusreading.org. I don't know if they've got any tickets left. I think they've still got a couple of tables open. This is a great way to go in and help people for the women that can't afford the follow-on mammograms or the follow-on more sophisticated detection. And Seroptimus pays for that. Also, we have on the 5th the Black and White Boondocker Ball and Dinner Dance and Costume Contest to support the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. For more information, call 378-2280, but tickets are very reasonable, $35 each, and that includes dinner, dancing. They have all types of raffles, items, and live auction. All of this at the Anderson VFW Hall 3210 on West Center Street in Anderson. And it's not too early to start thinking about the Veterans Day Parade next month on Saturday, November 9th. And, of course, in the city of Anderson, it starts off with a pancake breakfast. That goes from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then the parade kicks off at 10 a.m. Then afterwards, you can go to the American Legion Post for a luncheon right there. This is the largest parade north of, I think, Stockton, is right here in the city of Shasta Lake. It's the 27th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade. Cool. Okay. Last night, Linda's looking outside. Linda was just finishing dinner, and I heard her say fire. And when you hear somebody say fire, and when Linda's cooking dinner, and I'm going, whoa, what got away? What got away from her? And then, we looked out, and it was downtown. And it was a fierce fire. You could see the blazes of it and the smoke. And it turns out it was a stack of railroad ties downtown that had caught on fire. And that was around 7 o'clock. And by 7:15, the fire personnel had knocked it down and had reduced and knocked the flames down. But it's interesting why. Why would the railroad ties just kind of catch on fire? It seems to me it would be hard for railroad ties to catch on fire. But once they get started, because of the creosote, and you know that they're soaked in, they burn really well. But I just wonder how it started, just spontaneously like that. I'm sure we'll find out today. The other thing, too, I'm trying to get a real good background. And I'm doing a researching right now about this whole impeachment thing. Is this impeachment thing, is there anything to it? Of course, the Democrats who have never, in the media have never acknowledged the fact that Trump is the president of the United States. He's not illegitimate. He won the election. He played by the rules and he won the election. He won the Electoral College. And yet it seems since then there's just been one thing after another to try to drag him down. With all the things that we're facing in the world, where the Congress is now, at first it was the Mueller investigation, which came out, I mean, bupkis. There was nothing they came up with. And so they switched over to, New York Times had their article. It didn't, since it wasn't Russia to switch over, we're going to switch our news from over to racism, okay? But now they have this. They have the phone call to Ukraine. And even though the transcripts of the phone call have been released, that's not enough. And they're putting it on a fast track to impeach Trump. I find this really interesting. And I even see people like the guy there's liberals are coming out through there that are saying that this is just going to totally stop any type of movement forward in our country. We're just going to paralyze our country on this. And again, I would like to see that why don't you just trot out the things that are there for impeachment? If it's a phone call from the president to the president of Ukraine who the president of Ukraine has said, I didn't feel pressured. I mean, if he didn't feel pressured, I mean, why this? Because he asked about what happened, since the whole thing started in the Ukraine, this false dossier that everybody knows was false, that was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. I'm just wondering, is it too hard? Is the hatred too strong to actually put something like this, take a look at it and go, okay, there's nothing here, and just move forward? Is it possible for that to happen? I'm starting to believe that it's not, that this is something we're going to be facing. But I'm going to take a look and using both sides and say, okay, is there just anger here? And there's a chance, again, to try to go after Trump. And at the end of 6 months, it's going to come out and it'll be nothing. It just kind of dies off like the Russian thing did after the Mueller report. Or is this going to be something where the Republicans actually stand up on their hind feet and say, okay, you want to have investigations, let's have investigations. And they can call their own witnesses in. And if the House votes for impeachment, it goes to the Senate. It'll never pass. Everybody knows that. It'll never pass. But they've impeached him. And that's kind of like, okay, we've done it. We've done the best we can, and now we've handed it off to the Senate where it'll die. You should take a, you know, frankly, you should take a vote if it does, if he does get impeached, if it goes that far, and they vote forward to move him forward in impeachment. By the way, being impeached is doesn't mean you've left office, which a lot of people seem to think, oh, once you're impeached, you're fired. No. What it means is that they've done impeachment proceedings. They've said, okay, we found enough to move forward to the Senate, and the Senate has to vote and have a two-thirds majority, over 60 votes, to impeach the president. And if you think that's going to happen, unless there's something really here, no, that's not going to happen. So, you know, and because at the same time they're throwing things at Pence, because it would be nothing be better is to the third person in line, of course, is Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy could be the president of the United States. Another thought that brings, you know, that brings some unquiet toward a lot of people, and probably including the Democrats. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we should be getting a phone call from a guy by the name of Jarrett Stepman, who wrote The War in History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite the America's Past. I've been reading the book, and it's just it's a really good book. And it talks about why the attacks are going on with the on our history, on the statues, on people, our founding fathers, and even on you know, patriotism. And we're going to discuss that when we get back from this break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, besides having the emergency room that you can get in and be seen in 30 minutes or less, is also working to with the VA clinic here to be able to bring medical assistance to our veterans so they don't have to travel down to Mather or UC Davis. That all that can be handled right here in town by a great hospital. Shasta Regional Medical Center, care and compassion and community. 7:32 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, going up to 76 today. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to have a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your 10th year, blasting away to Northern California from your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning, 52 degrees, going up to like 76 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And River Commons Senior Living is bringing us this segment of the show. The premier retirement community, gourmet chefs, activities. You can go there. You're tired of cutting grass, fixing meals every day, plumbing issues and all this. River Commons Senior Living, excuse me, River Commons Senior Living is the place to head to at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Pets are welcome. They are just great people down there. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 to arrange a personalized tour today. Hey, on the phone today, we have Jarrett Stepman. Good morning, Jarrett.
Good morning.
You know what? I have so much enjoyed this book you have written called The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. It is a very well-documented book. And tell me why you decided. First of all, tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Jarrett Stepman. I'm a writer for The Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation, which is a think tank in Washington, D.C. I write a lot about American history and first principles, about this nation's founding, and a lot about other general topics, but I was inspired to write this book based on that, based on the fact that I think American history and American ideas are under attack right now.
Well, you know, Ronald Reagan said in his 1989 farewell address that an informed patriotism is what we as Americans wanted. And he asked if we were doing enough to teach each generation what the United States represented in the long history of the world. And I get the feeling that, you know, when reading your book, that many of the tenets that founded our country and has made our country strong are under attack.
I think that's absolutely the case. I think this has been building for a long time and unfortunately is getting worse. I think the education for a lot of young Americans doesn't come with that reinforcement of patriotism. You know, a lot of parents still do a good job, but, you know, what are our schools teaching? What are our institutions in this country, especially higher education, where unfortunately there's a lot of ideas that the United States was founded on bad things, that this is a fundamentally broken and country. And I think these things have definitely started to take an effect. I think a lot of the younger generations no longer feel proud of their country. They no longer really understand why the United States was great to begin with and why it was such a special place. And I think going into the future, I think nothing is more there's no more critical issue than this one. I mean, frankly, for the United States to continue on as a unified, strong country, we have to have an understanding of our history. We have to embrace the ideas that have brought us to this point. Unfortunately, there's so much ignorance now, and there's so much of an attack on the things that have made us great. I think that's called that into question. That's why Americans have to stand up and fight back with information.
Well, you know, Jared, I agree that we've become such a social media society, a headline society, a bumper sticker society. They read one portion and it's just automatically taken as gospel. You know, the best thing about talk radio and, you know, our listeners and a lot of listeners in talk radio is they get a lot of them research, and they'll hear two or three different ideas and then make up their mind, as opposed to just being led down the path of, the easiest way, or, gosh, this must be true, everybody else is saying it. I mean, it starts with your book has different parts of the War on America. And the first one was Christopher Columbus, and of course, you know, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, you know, all that. And yet he's under constant attack, statues taken down, splashed with red paint, racist written on them. Why do you think that's happening?
Yeah, it's funny. This really kind of attack on Columbus, they started earlier. I mean, they really started, especially in the 1990s. Of course, Berkeley, of course, kind of infamously had the Indigenous Peoples Day and all this stuff. But I think a lot of people kind of wrote that off as just, you know, a few college campus crazies. Unfortunately, you know, here we are in 2019, and this is becoming the norm. I mean, it's becoming the norm to say that Christopher Columbus was some kind of genocidal monster, that he was a bad guy, that we shouldn't celebrate him. And to me, you know, I go through in this book and explain what Columbus was really about. I kind of correct a lot of the misinformation that's out there. Unfortunately, some of it comes from the Howard Zinn style of history, and Howard Zinn was a far left historian whose textbooks, unfortunately, are in a lot of our schools now. And I correct the record as far as why Americans once celebrated Christopher Columbus as the bold explorer that he was, the man who really opened up the Americas. And frankly, without Christopher Columbus, there would be no United States. There would be no America. And I think the spirit of Columbus was in Americans when we were the first to put a man on the moon. I mean, that was so much a part of our ethos and who we and what we are. The idea now that we need to now obliterate statues of Columbus, that we need to attack him and drag him down, to me, shows, you know, where this country is right now. I mean, a generation ago, that would be unheard of. I mean, Columbus stood for exploration. He stood for immigrants in many ways. And so, you know, that really is under attack because there are so many people out there who think that the United States was rotten from the core, from its beginning, that its roots are broken, and that they have the answers to fundamentally transform America and make it something completely different. It's utopian, and it's very much against what this country's about.
Well, you know, I wonder if you would tell people that are against Columbus, oh, wow, you and the Ku Klux Klan have a lot in common. Because the Ku Klux Klan at one time was very adamant to take down Columbus and anything that was positive in the Italian realm. I read that in your book.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a lot of the Columbus statues that went up, especially in the early 20th century, were done by a lot of Italian immigrant groups. Of course, that's very common in California, in the Bay Area where I grew up. A lot of these statues went up at that time were showing that, yes, you can be an American, you can be a Catholic, you can be Italian, you can be fundamentally American. And I think that that was an important thing, and Americans embraced that. The Ku Klux Klan, of course, says that, of course, they didn't want more Catholics in this country. They were very much against Italian immigrants and things like this, and led the charge to kind of not have Columbus Days in this country. I find it somewhat ironic that here we are, and we have the far left that, I mean, really their aim is the same as the Ku Klux Klan right now, which is to get rid of Columbus Day. And to me, Americans at one point came to universally embrace this man who really does stand for a lot of the things that we have valued as Americans, and those are good things. You know, now you have radical groups on the far left that have now lined up with, you know, some of the aims of the Klan at one time, and I think it's a very ugly thing, and I think we'll lose something from our culture if we decide to throw Christopher Columbus in the dustbin.
Well, you know, I'm going to take an early break, but here's some other parts of the book that the war on Thanksgiving, the war on our founding, the war on common man, the war in the South, the war on patriotism, the war on the American century. Now, we don't have enough time to talk about these, but I would like after the break to hit a little bit on Jefferson, why Thomas Jefferson has been attacked so much, and then the war on patriotism, why target Teddy Roosevelt. You know, there's just so many parts of this book that are so interesting. After I finish it, I'm going to hand it over to a very liberal person I know and say, because she constantly hands me books about the real history. And I'm going to say, well, here's something you need to read. If I'm reading your books, you need to read these. But this, I'm with Jarrett Stepman, and the name of the book is, I've got it right here, is The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. And this is going to be what, released today?
It's coming out today.
Great. Okay, well, look, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned instruction company, firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 32 counties, over 50 cities right here in California. And you can learn more at usgunpro.com. Give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Jarrett Stepman, the author of The War on History.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the gold market at a six-year high, you may have hundreds to thousands of dollars or more hidden away. For over 30 years, the Gold Mart has served the North State with free, honest, no-pressure appraisals of your coins, jewelry, diamonds, or broken gold. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell gold and silver bullion, or you have jewelry, gold, platinum, and diamonds, the Gold Mart is your answer. Open 6 days a week. No appointments necessary. See the business with the reputation of Redding's best gold and silver dealer. The Gold Mart, 1191 Hilltop Drive, Redding, across from Country Kitchen.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Redding business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air for the last 10 years. Right here in the downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. 7:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people. Judy's been helping people since 1993. You're not going to find anybody better at their business than Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 221-0441 is her phone number. Hey, I'm on the phone here with Jarrett Stepman, who wrote a book called The War in History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. And we've just discussed how the founding of America and Christopher Columbus, and there's a really he's targeted, and there's a war on Christopher Columbus. They're taking away the names and all this, but the other parts of his book are the war on Thanksgiving, the war on the founding, the war on the common man, the war in the South, the war on patriotism, and the war on the American century. Since we don't have a lot of time, let's go to the war on the founding. Why is Thomas Jefferson such an enemy of the people now?
Yeah, it really is incredible how Jefferson, who was once again so universally celebrated in this country, has become a villain. And I did warn a lot of people, along with President Trump, that, you know, especially in this debate over, you know, Confederate statues and things like this, that it wasn't long before people would simply turn their attention to the founders, that they would make no distinction between them. And I think that that is ultimately, you know, what's happened. Jefferson's even under attack at University of Virginia, that the university that he founded. There are many people who want to tear down his statues. And I think it's not just Jefferson, it's the founders in general, but Jefferson really is the perfect stand-in, because Jefferson's writings in many ways defined our revolution. They crystallized the beliefs of Americans at the time articulately, and said that Americans were committed to independence. They were committed to the idea that all men are created equal, that they are endowed with unalienable rights. These things are at the very heart of what it is to be an American, which makes this country special and exceptional. And I think Jefferson, a lot of his ideas stand in the way, I think, for many, especially on the kind of hard collectivist left that, you know, doesn't want this to be in America's cultural DNA. They don't want the idea of liberty to be in our cultural DNA. I think Americans have taken the words of Jefferson and what he stood for, they've taken those and really made them define us. And I think that's a good thing about this country. And I think now the attacks on Jefferson, of course, are that, you know, he was a slave owner, he was a racist, and all these terrible things. And I think that people have to really take a step back and understand that, yes, Jefferson was a slave owner who also wrote into our founding document something that ultimately led to the destruction of slavery and made it an absurdity. And I think that that is something to be celebrated. I think for many of those who attack our history, attack the founders, you know, they see only the things that makes America unexceptional, makes us like everybody else, flawed, like human beings are. They miss what makes us truly exceptional, why the United States has been a beacon of freedom, why it has been a prosperous country, and why it has been ultimately a free country. The founders stand in the way of that. Our connection to the founders stand in the way of that. And I think that that's why they are so much under attack. Even while a generation ago, the idea that you were attacking Thomas Jefferson or George Washington would be seen as beyond absurd.
Well, you know, after the Confederate statue brouhaha started, Trump said, "I wonder, is it George Washington next week, and is it Thomas Jefferson the week after?" You know, you really have to ask yourself, where does it stop? And he was right. That now you're seeing murals being painted over or covered. You're seeing, you've given many, many examples on it, but a lot of them are happening right here in California. Of course, we take the lead in everything. The war on patriotism, why target Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, I think that's an important thing. And I think it's because in many cases, Roosevelt stood for, I think, one of the most important aspects of what America is, which is the idea of patriotic assimilation. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt, you read the speeches of Roosevelt on this issue, I think he is truly great. You know, talks about Americanism and how newcomers to this country adapt to American ways, that those are things to be celebrated and to be furthered along for the next generation. I mean, this is a time where the American elite was still interested in the idea of patriotism. You know, I mean, you love your country most, and Theodore Roosevelt talked about how we preserve and further the things that made this country great. And I think that that is so different from the narrative of today. I mean, you have so many people that think the idea of the United States even having a border is absurd. They think that patriotic assimilation of immigrants is hateful and racist. And, you know, it was because of Theodore Roosevelt that you know, inspired generations of Americans, inspired those who were newcomers to become Americans and to see themselves as nothing but Americans. That's something that binds this country together. It's the glue for this nation. And it's something that we're very much losing now, and it's going to cause us a great deal of pain and suffering. It's going to cause us a great deal of division. I think our schools, unfortunately, are reverse engineering these things. I mean, our public schools, unfortunately, many are reverse engineering the patriotic assimilation that was their reason for being. And I think that's a disturbing development. And I think the ideas of Theodore Roosevelt, especially on this issue of patriotism, of loving one's country, of stepping back and trying to understand what it's about and spreading that message to others, I think that is under attack, and it's why we have to defend those like Theodore Roosevelt. We have to defend the idea that to be a patriot is a good thing. It's a positive thing. It's a unifying thing, and it prevents a lot of those divisions that destroy other countries and destroy other republics.
Well, you know, Roosevelt was a progressive. People don't seem to understand that. You know, he busted up monopolies. He rebuilt our Navy, and he, of course, resigned his spot as the head of the Navy to become practically a foot soldier in the Spanish-American War. Now, Spanish-American War could be, we could discuss that for 6 days, but they want to move his statues. They want to. It's funny that the ones that are on Mount Rushmore, the likenesses on Mount Rushmore are all under attack, it appears.
Yeah, it really has gotten to that point. And it's funny, you know, Roosevelt, who called himself a progressive at one time, you know, I really wish a lot of progressives would, you know, take up, you know, Theodore Roosevelt's Americanism. I mean, it's really, you know, I think it actually leads to the stark contrast there. I mean, it's the guy who, you know, bled red, white, and blue. I mean, he loved his country. It was about advancing, you know, his country, which he loved very much. And it's a sad thing that as we look up on Mount Rushmore, we see the faces of Thomas Jefferson, we see the faces of Theodore Roosevelt, who, you know, a lot of his statues are kind of, you know, they are under attack because people say that he was an imperialist and, of course, you know, an Americanist and all these things. And you know, and even, you know, people like George Washington are under attack. And at one time, again, Americans saw these people as those who defined who we are, those who I think were models and who are heroes. And, you know, I think our goal in society should be to create more heroes, to create more people that, you know, have the strength and the knowledge of people like a Theodore Roosevelt or George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. I think we're too busy now destroying parts of our past. I think, you know, when we lose our past, I think we ultimately damage our future. And I think that's what's going to happen through all this. And I think that's a tragic thing, and it's something that'll ultimately, you know, you talk about American greatness. I think our greatness has come because we've upheld that tradition that has been passed down to us, and we've furthered it and improved it through generations. And I think that is coming under question now.
Yeah, we're running short of time, but we are a nation of immigrants, but immigrants that come in here under the law that assimilate, that Roosevelt said, you can be born Chinese, Japanese, German, whatever, but you become Americans. You can become an American. You know, you may be born one ethnic group, but you can become Americans. Now, how do people get this book? You know what, everybody? I've read this book. Once I started, Linda just leaves me alone because I've just been sitting there reading. And, you know, just it's like I said, it's very well researched. It argues the other side of taking down our history. And so how do people get this, Jared?
You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it in electronic form, Kindle. You can get hardcover. You can even get audiobook. You can also find it at BarnesandNoble.com and really any one of your local retailers that sells books. So it's widely available if you'd like to purchase it.
And you know what? We need to stand up. So thank you so much for being with us this morning and giving us this time to talk about this very, very important book, The War on History, The Conspiracy to Rewrite America's Past. Thanks a lot, Jared.
Thank you very much.
Hey, when we get back, we've got Dan Beans, head of REU, with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
70 years of communist control. The BBC's Robin Brandt in Tiananmen Square.
What we've seen today is a brief speech from President Xi. He touched on familiar themes, unity, struggle. That word struggle remains very important for this country's Marxist leaders. And also a sense of inexorable progress. And that progress can't be stopped by any force. We heard President Xi talk about that in his speech.
Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, thousands of pro-democracy protesters took to the streets today for more demonstrations of clashing with riot police. Well, he's now former Congressman Chris Collins, New York Republican, caught up in an insider trading case. A step down.
I hereby submit my resignation effective.
And with that, the resignation of Collins becomes official. The New York congressman, along with his son and another defendant involved in an insider trading scandal involving an Australian biotech firm, Collins was charged with passing advance information about a failed drug test along to his son, allowing that son to avoid hundreds of thousands of dollars in losses. It's now up to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to schedule a special election to fill that seat.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Collins due before a federal judge later in the day, and there may be a guilty plea. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo now says a deposition's being sought from five current and former State Department officials as part of the House impeachment inquiry are not feasible. On Wall Street this morning, stocks had been in positive territory, but now they've done an about-face. The key average is currently in the red. Right now, the Dow down about 177 points. The S&P is off 15. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 29 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Red meats, good or bad? And the experts can't seem to agree.
New research questions advice to limit consumption of red and processed meats. An international team of researchers concludes the links between consumption of red and processed meats and cancer and heart disease appear to be small. Further, the researchers say it's uncertain that cutting back on red meats will significantly decrease the risks of getting cancer. The conclusions have come under fire in the scientific community. A group of prominent U.S. scientists tried to stop publication of the research, saying it sends the wrong message. The journal Annals of Internal Medicine published the work Monday. I'm Mike Grossia.
There was a surge in home building in August, but that was not sufficient to boost construction spending by any significant amount. Spending rose by a disappointing 0.1% in August. That marks the fourth straight month of lackluster results. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Northern Virginia girl says she made up a story about being assaulted by several classmates on the playground of their private school.
The Washington Post reports that the girl's family issued an apology Monday to the boys, the school, and the community. Last week, the 12-year-old girl told multiple media outlets that three of her sixth-grade classmates at Emmanuel Christian School in Springfield called her hair ugly while they assaulted her at recess. The girl is African-American and said her attackers were white. The story was picked up by multiple media organizations, including NBC. The school's principal, Stephen Danish, sent a statement to parents Monday confirming the allegations were false. He said the school feels tremendous pain for the victims and the hurt on both sides of this conflict. Keith Peters, Washington.
Well, looks like U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks are about to resume. A senior North Korean diplomat says negotiations with the United States will pick up again this coming weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 10 years on the air. You know, we're kind of celebrating it this week, blasting out to all of Northern California and to over 4,000 guests we've had cycle through here at Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. What's the weather look like, Sue?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny and a high of 73 with a low of 49. Tomorrow, warm weather, a high of 73 and a low of 51. 75 for Thursday under sunny skies with lows in the 50s once again. For Friday, temperatures will soar up to around 73 and the weekend sunny and a little bit warmer with a high of 85 for Saturday, 87 for Sunday with lows dropping down in the 50s throughout the rest of the week. Now, it is mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 54. It is 52 in Anderson, 47 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 50 degrees in downtown Redding. We do have a traffic collision reported in Redding. This is near Lisa Glen. So if you're in that vicinity, traffic slowing down. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and they it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The news was brought to us by, at the top of the hour, is always brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Well, today in our studio, we have Dan Beans, who is the honcho, the man in charge of Redding Electric Utility. And a friend of mine, and Ken Murray, who is here, who's also a friend of mine too. And Dan, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning.
You know what? This month has been such a so much turmoil. No, not this month. Last month, because today being October 1st, so. About the solar question, and the city council addressed it last night.
Yes, they did. So, this is just part of being a public utility. We have a public process. We set a public hearing to talk about successor tariffs for net energy metering. It was our obligation as a utility to let the council know that we've met state mandates, and now the ball's in their court to decide how they want to go forward. So,
now, what we're talking about is the state says once you reach your 5%, you no longer have to subsidize.
Correct.
That's what essentially this said.
Yes.
Okay. So then there was a meeting last month. The first meeting was, and then there was thoughts that people that already had solar, the rules were going to change on them, people that had agreements that they had signed.
Right. We brought forward a proposal to council to consider that had anywhere from 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever, just a menu of options that they could consider that's totally in their purview. So.
Now, and we'll get to what the council said, but you did this because after the state said you no longer have to subsidize because you've reached the mark there. So you brought up these as you would because, hey, things are changing now. So here's right. All the options that you can do.
Yeah, for a while, about over 10 years, I believe, we collected on your electric bill, there's an SB1 charge that collected money and then was given to people who put solar on as rebates. And so a couple of years ago, we ended that project or program collecting that money because we looked at how much we collected and we projected that we would meet our cap. So we'd met that one part of the mandate. And then the next part was making sure we meet our cap.
Okay. And this caused a great deal of consternation.
Well, it's a very robust discussion, although a little bit one-sided. I was surprised that it was mostly solar vendors and customers who came in, the balance of the customers. There was one or two that represented them, but mm-hmm. regardless, I mean, solar is a great thing. The sun is out there. We can use it.
We have to use it. Yeah, in the future.
Yeah, it's a community decision. How do you want to do this? What's the value of it to you? And as a utility, you know, we know the numbers. We know, and we can talk about operations. We can talk about impacts and things. But end of the day, this is a community discussion, and I think it was a very robust month of discussion. And council made a decision last night, which is awesome. We need a decision.
Okay, and what was that decision last night?
So their decision was there's a 30-year clause in the agreement. There's also a 30-day cancellation clause, but there's a 30-year clause. So they just wanted to honor, if you signed a contract, that it'll go, you'll get the whatever the rates are for 30 years.
So they're quote grandfathering people in, but it's also for people that sign up for solar between now and
end of the year. Yeah. And the one caveat is as council changes our rates, because they're in control of our rates, over time, those rate changes could impact the payback on solar, grandfathered or not. So that's just part of the equation, and that's part of the balancing act council gets to consider as they consider the business of RU and the community benefit and all that.
Now, that's why they have the committee that's meeting. It has nothing to do about the grandfathering or anything. Their whole spot in life is to give a proposal on the rates going forward.
Yes.
And so they've already met once, and they expect that to take them 2 months. Of course, I looked at the people on there. They're all pretty hardcore that they could probably get out of there before that.
Yeah, and it's a good group. And the interesting thing is, as you probably know, California law, starting January 1, you have to have solar on a new construction for residential anyway. You have to have a net zero home. So there's the incentives, you know, are not as needed. And to be really clear, the solar and the energy efficiency especially has really had a dramatic impact and a good impact on utility usage. Our last peak was 2006, where we hit 253 megawatts. And this year, I think we're in the 240s or upper 230s. So we're looking at a flat peak for the next several years, with the caveat that transportation electrification for car vehicles and all that, and people switching from gas to electric, which is what the state wants, those kind of things could help build load also.
Okay. We're here with Dan Beans, and Ken Murray's here. Ken, for the, you know, when this first came out, there was a lot of advertising for solar, for homes and all this. And even then, you had to look at the business plan for RU about what kind of impact this was going to have.
Well, I think RU has always looked at the business plan.
Hang on for a second. Turn him on, please. Okay, try now.
I'm on, finally?
You're on now. Okay. We have static electricity when your hand goes over some of these when it gets cold. That sometimes when the hand goes over the button, it'll offset the button and
Carl,
come back and push it again.
Carl, keep your hands away from my button. I'm talking about the electric.
Well, I'm going to turn your button down right now, in fact. Okay. Anyway.
Well, the utility has always looked at the business model, and the councils have always looked at the business model. You know, I only have one question out of this whole process. This committee, and I'm not sure what their charge is, frankly, but the only thing I am personally interested, just as a consumer, is whatever you're doing for the people who voluntarily sign up for solar, what's it do to my rates? Because I don't have solar, so if the people that are having solar, I mean, that's their choice, okay? I want to know how that affects my rates.
Okay.
And I represent 95% of the town, not the 5% or whatever that has solar.
And that's a good question. We'll address that one as soon as we get back. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, she's Home Helpers. She started herself off in her kitchen, off her table, over 15 years ago. And you can't find a better company to help take care of your loved ones, whether it's after a surgery and it's just a couple hours a day, maybe three days a week, or it's 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Dan Beans, the CEO of REU, and Ken Murray, our man of a Renaissance man here.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. 10 years we've been doing this, and, you know, another 10 years. What's another 10 years, huh? Yeah, your talk radio. And it's 8:19 in the morning here on the 1st of October. It's about 58 degrees out there, going to 76 this morning. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Fort Wins Jewelry bringing us this portion of the show at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And this is a place that other jewelry stores go to have their watches repaired. This guy can fix anything. And, I mean, he can build one from scratch if he wants to. So if you've got watches that need to be repaired or batteries changed, Fort Wins Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Dan Beans, who is the CEO of Reading Electric Utility, and Ken Murray, our bon vivant, our man about town, the man who brings a certain je ne sais quoi here to the studios. Anyway, the question when we left was from Ken was, what impact does solar have on my rates, a non-solar guy?
All right, so to simplify this, the people that have already signed agreements who already are generating, that impact of those generation on the system is already basically in the rates. So the real impact is future connections of solar if they continuing the same net metering. So
okay.
And the numbers we gave council last night, for every 100 new customers you add, it's for the 30 years, it's about $2.1 million on the probably conservative side.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, that's over the 30-year period.
Yes,
for
yes.
Every 100, it's
every
2.1
100.
Million.
Correct.
Okay, so that has got to be picked up by somebody then.
Right.
I don't want it to be me. And I want to point out, and I said this off the air, there are utilities in the United States that have different rates for green power than they do for fossil fuels generated power, and people can opt in to using green power because they're sensitive to the environment or sensitized to the environment and are willing to pay that small differential. We don't have that differential here, and so everything winds up being rate based, including your desire to have solar cost me money, as opposed to your desire to have solar costing you money. And that's my issue. I want to know what it's going to cost. If it's $2.1 million per 100 customers for 30 years, what's $2.1 million figure out on my $100 a month solar? Because I'm the one paying that $2.1 million.
Okay.
That bothers me.
Okay. And there are other companies, there are other power companies out there that charge. They have different things on how they charge.
Yes, that's true. Some companies have an all-green rate, as Ken mentioned. We don't have that. We have flat rates.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean,
can you do that? I mean, under the California laws that you have to – can you do that? Can you say, okay, if you want to have solar, here's your green rate?
Yeah, the city council is our public utility commission, so it's totally in their purview.
So they can do that.
Yeah.
Flat rate or a flat rate that solar customers pay per month.
Right.
You
part of our
that.
Original recommendation was to increase the fixed charge that solar customers pay to help offset some of the avoided fixed charges that they're not paying because they're not paying enough volumetric charges.
Now, some people don't realize that the you still have to be able to provide electricity to all the solar customers, and even though they may only use it in the evenings, but you still have to have the infrastructure
to provide
that.
Where the battery. When they're not producing. And what's interesting is there's a lot of...
We're the battery.
Yeah, like the grid is the battery.
Mm-hmm.
But in California, next summer, as California is pushing their pretty aggressive environmental policy, they've been trying to shut down gas plants and different things. And they're predicting for the next 4 years, starting next summer, between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., there's going to be a shortage of power. Anywhere from 2,400 megawatt up to 4,000 megawatts. So it's a lot of plants that are shut down. And they're actually reconsidering that they might need to put some of these plants back online, not shut down.
Some of the fossil fuel plants?
Yeah, because what happens is we have a lot of solar penetration, which is great in the middle of the day. It's really,
sure.
But then it starts to tail off, and then people come home, and now...
Now the usage goes up,
usage goes way up.
So now because they've taken so many plants offline, they're going to it's going to cause shortages. Does that include for us? I know that we've got a pretty robust system here.
Yeah, we're in
that you all have built.
We're not in the CAISO. We're not in the California Independent System. We're in the balancing area of Northern California. So we're with SMUD, Modesto, Shasta Lake, and Trinity, and Roseville. So we're a smaller balancing area, and so we're responsible for our own resources as a group to make sure that we meet our needs. So we don't have any predicted lack of
power
resources.
People, we're not going to run into that.
Yeah, we call it's called resource adequacy. Uh-huh. So we're fine at this point, but California, the rest of California, could be hurt.
Well, California's rushing to this total renewable energy. Do you think there's going to be a change in hydroelectric? That they're going to start counting that? Did I see something trying to sneak its way?
Well, supposedly after the 60% eligible renewable, then this whatever from 60 to 100% could be should be technology neutral. So theoretically, that's how that would work. So then large hydro would count for that.
Did you see this happening, us being totally renewable?
There's a lot of technology that's continuing to grow. It's exciting if we can do it. It's just the problem with the electric grid is obviously storage is a big deal, but the electric grid is dynamic, and part of what keeps it going is the mass of the iron spinning. And so generators that have large mass, that's what keeps it stable. And so if you had everything that was just running off of inverters without that mass, you'd have a very unstable system.
Okay, so I think what you just said is if we're running inverters because of the of using all renewable, that it's going to make the system
the overall connection of the grid. I mean, it's the whole Western United States and parts of Canada and Mexico. That's a dynamic organ. You know, it's a physics. It's a physics issue, and eventually the physics and the politics are going to collide, and they're going to have to make sure the physics is working.
Yeah, because, I mean, politics can change, but physics will never change.
Correct.
Unless they come up with something incredibly different between now and then.
It'll still follow the laws of physics.
It'll still follow the laws of physics. No matter what you say, no matter what law you pass, it's still going to be the law of physics.
Yeah.
So is there... Well, this doesn't make me feel too good.
No, this is great. This is exciting for us because our job is dynamic. There's opportunity. There's innovation. Nothing's ever the same. And we have this great opportunity to try to balance the desires of the public and the legislator and all that with reality, and mm-hmm. It's great.
Now, Reading is building solar fields.
We have a project that's in feasibility study right now. It's south of the airport, mm-hmm. and it's 10 megawatts. And some of the public comment during the last month was, well, if you don't want our solar, then why are you building your own? And it's not that we don't want anybody's solar. It's just the state doesn't count behind-the-meter solar as renewable.
And behind-the-meter solar is private homes.
Correct.
And so they don't count that.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that. Well, we helped them get to the 5%. Well, that doesn't count. It never has.
Right.
So this so a 10 megawatt, is that right?
Yeah, 10 megawatt.
Now, what will 10 megawatts do? What would that do for – how many houses would that take?
I think the number they use is 1,000 homes per megawatt. So, but that's really a weird number because you're not really going to it's not going to work at night, obviously. We still have to have a power plant or another contract or whatever.
You still have to have – you know what, everybody, you know, and here's the thing is you still have to have a turbine. You used to have to have, what do you call it, the steel turning?
The steel in the ground
that's spinning. The spinning steel to make sure we have power, even if we have solar, because as soon as the sun goes down, unless you've got, you know, the deep cell batteries, which are extremely expensive,
right,
you're going to still need power.
Right. And a lot of what, you know, this whole idea is people going back to smaller grids, like more distributed energy, microgrids, they call them. And so they want to get away from, like, the transmission and all that. The challenge is population centers like San Francisco and L.A. and even Reading, you can't get necessarily enough power locally to be able to power that economy. So
it would be like city blocks or sections of the city.
Yeah. California, like I said, California has interesting goals. I think they don't want us actually living out in the woods either. I think they want us living in population centers where we...
Oh, well, that's going to make a lot of people just heard that one real happy. Oh, yeah, here it is, Agenda 21. You're going to force us into the... You're going to force us onto the roadways and into cities if we want to have power in the future.
Yeah, I was talking to CARB last week, one of the CARB board members, and they were talking about, yeah, we gave up our car. We live in Davis. I'm like, and we use Uber and... But his wife was like, yeah, I hate having to ride my bike to Target to get my stuff in the rain. But I said, okay, what about Trinity, Siskiyou, these other, you know, Shasta counties where there's no Uber in most of those places. And last I checked, Uber won't chain up their car to drive up your driveway to pick you up in the snow either.
And you don't have to drive an hour from where they live to, just to get a prescription filled.
Yeah, some of their, I don't know, some of their long-term goals.
What was their answer?
He said, well, when you come up with an answer, let me know. We don't know how that would work. I'm like,
that's what they said?
Yeah, they don't have any answer.
Don't even get me started on CARB.
Sorry.
Don't even get me started on CARB. I just go berserk. But we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated by right here from our people right here in Redding, two branches right here in Redding, 1845 California Street, right south of Jack's Grill. And the other one, of course, is their main headquarters at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Go on and learn more at bankcornerstone.com and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. It's 8:30 in the morning. We'll be right back with Dan Beings, the director of REU, and Ken Murray.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
With the gold market at a six-year high, you may have hundreds to thousands of dollars or more hidden away. For over 30 years, the Gold Mart has served the North State with free, honest, no-pressure appraisals of your coins, jewelry, diamonds, or broken gold. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell gold and silver bullion, or you have jewelry, gold, platinum, and diamonds, the Gold Mart is your answer. Open 6 days a week. No appointments necessary. See the business with the reputation of Redding's best gold and silver dealer. The Gold Mart, 1191 Hilltop Drive, Redding, across from Country Kitchen.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome to Spotify Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 10 years on the air, blasting away at Northern California. Thanks to all of you all out there and our advertisers and our listeners. And we so much appreciate everybody out there. Speaking of advertisers, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, who have been with us since day one. Cypress Square Barbershop, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. I'm here with Dan Beans, director of Redding Electric Utility, and Ken Murray, former city councilman, former mayor, and still plugged into everything else that's going on around here. He's my historian because he's been here for a long time watching all these things go by. We were just talking about CARB. Where are we going now? I mean, we talked about solar. They've made up their minds. The only thing that can be changed now is when the commission comes back or the committee that they appointed is how they're being paid or how much the rates are. Now, the solar companies, of course, are upset. You know, they're kind of quaking in their shoes because if it doesn't pay for a solar customer to put in solar, they're not going to do that. So there's got to be kind of a break-even point there that that still doesn't address the question that Ken has, is why am I subsidizing solar and then they get paid for it? They're taking my money and putting it in their pocket, essentially.
Right. So the committee we'll grapple with that very question for homes built after, or actually solar installations after January 1. So it will be a good discussion, and it's complex, and depending on what factors you want to put into the equation, those will be considered, and council will, I'm sure, have a robust discussion.
I have a question. What is the specific charge of the committee to do what?
There's an action agenda item, and it's a very it's like a single sentence, and it is really the committee is charged with working with us, looking at our costs and future items, and then come back to council with a recommendation of what the rate should look like to make solar. What does it take to make solar pencil? Was the word from the dais?
Well, wait a minute. So the function of the committee is to find a way to help solar companies?
I don't know if I would put it quite like that.
That's okay. I put it like that.
Okay. Okay, so what it is right now it's 15 cents a kilowatt. All right, you guys, get it under control. 15 cents a kilowatt hour now. Is that correct? Or am I?
Yeah, right now they get credited.
Okay, 15 cents. Yeah. And then when it was brought down to 3 cents a kilowatt, everybody went, you know, lost it. So what the committee is looking at is if we pay less per kilowatt hour, yet still allows the people to get solar, to kind of, it's going to take them a lot longer, but that they will be able to pay it off using the surplus of electricity they're making.
Right, yeah, just to be sort of clear, hopefully. No matter what, whatever a customer generates at the time, they're, if they're using it while they're generating it, then they're getting, they're offsetting their retail rate, mm-hmm. right? The part that was going to change is on a monthly basis, any time their system wasn't mm-hmm. providing their energy, they were going to pay, they'd pay retail rate, and we would pay them when they were putting on the system, we'd pay them instead of retail rate for their energy, we'd pay them what we would normally pay for it.
Okay. And that is the one that caused the cause.
That's the basic net energy change.
Okay. With the new rule that every home has to be solar coming in, and we can see this over a period of time, how does that work out then for REU? I mean, you have a business model that says we have to charge this much
right.
to be able to keep up our equipment, keep the steel spinning, to keep the lines up.
Right.
And I want to get into, by the way, before this is over, about the clearing of the land okay. and all this thing. But we have to have this much. And this is our business plan. It's always been our business plan. But if we get another 1,500, 2,000 solar people in over the next 4 or 5 years, that plan goes to pieces.
Well, yeah, the fundamental problem with utility rates in general is back in the day, 100 years ago, whatever, there was always load growth. And so they always collected their costs through their revenue just through volumetrics, so selling energy. Mm-hmm. But as time goes on, energy efficiency and all these other things happen, there's not this huge growth constantly. In fact, it's flat or declining load. So you need to, you're now no longer have a fixed way to collect for your fixed costs. So you just need to restructure how that is. You need to make sure that your fixed costs are covered, and then you're indifferent to the energy. So then if somebody wants to generate their own energy, then you don't buy a contract for that energy. That's fine. But fundamentally, you don't want to mess up the business viability of your public utility because it's definitely valuable to your citizens.
Oh, absolutely. A question is how much is REU paying solar people per kilowatt hour, and how much does REU charge us for kilowatt hour?
Same.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're getting, whatever you charge us, you pay them for the excess, for that same amount.
Right.
Which is the root of the problem. You can't pay what you sell. You can't pay the same price you sell something for.
And you buy,
it doesn't
but
work.
You buy it. You buy it on the market.
We buy some of our energy on the market. We produce some with our plant. We have power purchase agreements. We have hydro agreements. So, yeah, we have.
So how much does it cost to for REU to buy it?
Well, the 3.9 cents is actually below 3.8 cents. We went back on this, looked at what we actually spent mm-hmm. the last year, and that's what we were able to buy for at the market during the time solar generated. Another point of information, which is interesting, is L.A. just is building a solar project, and they're building a utility scale for 2 cents a kilowatt hour.
Let's be clear. If I understand what you're saying, Dan, if I'm paying, what am I paying for kilowatt hour?
15 cents.
I'm paying 15 cents. All right. So your average cost of power last year was 3.8 cents less?
No.
Well, was
it? It's not average. So,
well, whatever.
So, yeah, I mean, because we collect our fixed costs in the energy charge. Say from our power plant. Say we're going to generate energy from the power plant. Say that's 6 or 7 cents a kilowatt hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're saying, well, what's the other 8 cents for on my 15 cents? Well, that's for the fixed costs. The way to get around that is we say, okay, everybody pays $88 a month fixed charge. And then we can lower our energy cost to 6 cents.
What you're doing is you're paying for the maintenance and all
right.
that stuff.
Right.
And they tried that a couple of years ago, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried that a couple of years ago, and it was like pitchforks and torches going down to City Hall.
Yeah.
It didn't go over big.
And that's you know, all of this discussion and all of these, this is a community's choice. I mean, we're a public utility. So, you know, that's why we have a council.
Dan doesn't make the decisions. City council makes the decisions on this.
We implement what they say. Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to change gears totally here and talk about the new things that are happening with the people that have been hired to start clearing out the debris that we have and hopefully prevent another car fire. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been voted best in the North State. They know what they're doing, highly professional, great people over there. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. This is who we use in our home, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Dan Beans, Director of Reading Electric Utility, and Ken Murray.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime? Inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Dan Beans, who is the director of Reading Electric Utility. Ken left us. He's got an appointment at 9. He wandered out. There's one question. I'm looking at my bill right now. It has network access charge. What is that? And that's what we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Right. That is basically that's part of our fixed costs. If we wanted, you know, that charge could go up and your energy charge could go down if you wanted to collect our costs more evenly mm-hmm. with how the money.
So you could, before, I think Barry brought up the fact of making it $42 for the network access charge and got people all excited.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's for business reasons, you want to get your costs and your revenue aligned. So
of course
that's a good goal. It's just how you get there and you know how fast.
We're still trying to work that out here at the station. Okay, clearing. Are you came up with a plan? Thank you for bringing on people to start clearing up around our sites. Start clearing up the debris. How's that going?
Right. So SB 901 is the mandate that utilities have to have a wildfire mitigation plan. And so we use that opportunity to create four programs, and one of those programs is the wildfire mitigation and improved response. And so having, you know, our experience with the car fire and even the snowstorm in February, we need to do a better job of clearing. We need to protect our lines. So the clearing work isn't necessarily just general clearing work, but the goal, the nexus is we are trying to protect our power line assets, our infrastructure, and a side effect is it will greatly benefit the safety of the city.
Now, you used it. You said we're going to build a fire break around Reading.
Yeah.
You said that the last time you were on here. And I have used that. I have used that term many times since then. Dan Beans and RU is building a fire break around Reading.
Well, our 115 kV transmission line circles Reading, the 60 square miles. And so it drops in and out of ours. Makes a perfect a way to do that. And Carl, we're trying to come up with every way we can benefit the community. We understand that public safety is the number one issue. That means it's our number one issue. And so this is just a great way we can do that. There's some technology things, too. We're working on some cameras. And my goal is to have cameras that can canvas the city, hopefully with artificial intelligence, that can spot smoke and distinguish smoke from other things, and then give early warning. So as with fires, once they get started, the sooner you get on them, the better it is, obviously. So we have so many aspects of this wildfire mitigation plan that are going to benefit.
Well, there's cameras out there that can look at a duck from 1,000 yards and tell you if it's a male or female. So having cameras like that, of course, some people will go, cameras. Yeah, but if what you're doing is you're going along the transmission lines, and we won't have this problem like PG&E is. We're 26,000 homes, or I guess it was more than that, 50-something thousand homes without power because the wind blows.
Yeah, we're not shutting down at this point. We just turn off our reclosers so we don't keep hitting a fault when there is a fault. We're working on adding better indicators out in the field so when we do have a fault, we can find it more easily because we don't have the smart meters out there for We don't know if the power's out unless somebody calls or some other activity happens. So,
like you see smoke.
Yeah, that's not the best way to.
You know, I'm all for technology to help us because technology is a force multiplier when you don't have enough people, police, you know, drones, things like this. Because they use drones to go along transmission lines a lot of times to check the transmission lines, check the trees, and all this.
Yeah, and part of our plan is to actually get some drones and have the police fly those for us and help us with inspections.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you see them everywhere. So, I mean, they should be able to be used in making sure the lines are good, especially during the high fire danger time of the year, and winds blowing. And then, like you said, the snow, did the snowstorm, it caused incredible amounts of damage. I mean, right in, on my street, watching lines come down.
Yeah, I've heard 1 in 4 trees was damaged or came down. It's crazy. And more customers were out from that, longer even than the car fire.
Yeah.
And that was bad. And so by these firemen, the furnaces that we've hired, and these three parks workers, they'll be able to help us get into during storm damage. They'll be able to do fire mitigation, vegetation management, augmenting our own people, and also storm response.
How are we doing on linemen? We've always been kind of short linemen.
We were filled up for a while there, and now we have vacancies again. So I believe we're down 3 or 4.
And what impact does that have?
It definitely has an impact. Those guys are the ones who can get the line, the power back on, so people are sick or whatever. It's sometimes hard to get everybody out there. So we definitely need to keep those guys full.
Is it a pay thing, or is it just after working the lines for so long, that's it? You know, I'm tired of working with 1,000,000 volts.
It's a lot of things. But some of them promoted and retired and that kind of thing. So it's a combination.
So the what's the future then for REU? I've got like 4 minutes here.
All right. Well, before we finish, I want to make sure give a plug for Public Power Week for next.
Oh yeah, that's
Friday.
Right.
So
when's that going to happen?
So that's next Friday, the 11th. So October 11th at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Reading Power Plant.
Okay.
17120 Clear Creek Road.
Clear Creek Road. Really easy to get there.
Yep. We'll give you a tour of the power plant, give you lunch. You can watch demonstrations of the linemen climbing, doing hurt man rescue. Hopefully I get to climb a pole again. And I think we'll have fire and police doing some demonstrations also.
Okay. And the how are we – okay. Then for the – for the next few years, what are we looking at then? I know you said you're going to upgrade in technology. We got the people on the ground and all this.
Yeah, so we have a lot of cool challenges coming up. Looking forward. So we just finished modernizing our substations for the last 12 years. Oregon Sub, right next to Woody's, was the last one we did, right at the overpass there, Eureka Way. And now we're going to move that kind of technology we've done in those substations out into the field. And that's going to help us for wildfires. It's going to help us for restoring power more quickly. One of the projects I'm super excited about is our outage management system, including our integrated interactive voice response system. So when customers call for an outage, they can say a few things, push a couple buttons, and it'll go into our system, and it'll start to populate a map, and it'll help the operators figure out where the problem is. And eventually there'll be a web page where people, media, customers could look at and see, where's this outage, what's going on right now. For a while there was me tweeting and Facebooking, and I couldn't stay awake all night, and I wasn't always home on the weekends to do all that. But we now have an app that we push out on social media. But eventually I want to get away from the social media posting for outages, because I want to have an outage management system that, like I said, they are working on. That's going to be a much better way to inform people. But right now, we just want to get the information out, communicate the best we can. And there's always improvement on communications, as you know.
Oh yeah. We're right in the process of putting all new systems in and new alert systems. We've got to find a way. We found that out during the car fire, that we don't have the most up-to-date information. And you can't trust Facebook. And in the sense of that people will see something and or they'll repeat something that's not true, or it's not as bad, or they don't know what the real source is and all this. So you have to wait. And you've been really good about, you know, getting hold of us and other people to tell us, okay, this is what's happening here. Okay, so advanced technology, artificial intelligence, cameras.
Wildfire mitigation is a big thing. And we're using that also opportunity for emergency preparedness, making sure our staff's all trained on the FEMA ICS system. We're going to bring in free training. It's sponsored by Department of Homeland Security, and we'll make that available to the public. There's healthcare-specific trainings for emergencies and all that. So we're just trying to use our resources to help us do a better job serving the public and get as much spillover effect and benefit of the community as we can.
Well, I think it's working. And, again, Our rates haven't changed for, except to go down, right?
Yeah,
we're
the same as where we were around 2014 because we removed the solar surcharge and we reduced the federal environmental surcharge for the hydro environmental component. But in the 5-year plan,
we got like less than a minute left.
Okay, in the 5-year plan, there is inflationary type rate increases, like a 2% per year for 4 years. But as we operate and as things change, then those can either be reduced or eliminated depending on how we're operating.
How you're operating.
Yeah.
It's been good. A lot of people think our rates keep going up, and they haven't.
No, ours haven't. We're trying.
Okay, Dan, one more time. Out there at the power plant on October 11th?
11th at 11 a.m.
Okay, and you get a tour and watch all the things that are happening. Dan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks for everything REU's doing for us there, too.
Happy to do it.
Hey, tomorrow we got police coming in, RPD, and a couple other things. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Won't be turned
around. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.